When she started listening again, Amy heard Laura say,
"Ugh, and she wears that same ugly dress every time."
Sarah and Emma were laughing.
"Who are you talking about?"
asked Amy. The three girls looked at her.
"Weren't you listening? We were talking about Courtney,"
said Emma.
"Courtney has this one dress that she wears every time we go out. It's so embarrassing."
"Why is it embarrassing?"
asked Amy.
"Because, of course, everybody knows that she only has one good dress. I would die of embarrassment,"
said Emma.
"Maybe her parents can't afford another dress,"
said Amy.
"We're going to dump Courtney. We're bored with her,"
said Laura.
"At first, she tried to copy everything that we did, and that was fun for a while. But lately, she hasn't been doing what we tell her. We told her that she had to get a new dress, or she couldn't come. She had a big fight with her mother, but she didn't get the dress. That's why we invited you."
Amy thought that was really mean. Why didn't they say anything good about Courtney? Courtney was the smartest girl in their class. She had won the science prize this year, and she was good at art too. But they didn't seem to care about things like that. Just then, Tom came through the side door from the big room next door.
"Hi, girls. I've got a break for about 15 minutes. I came to say hello,"
he said.
"Oh, hi, Tom,"
Amy said.
"How's it going?"
"It's going great, thanks. I'm making lots of tips." "Hi, girls,"
he said again to the other three, smiling. The three girls wouldn't even look at Tom. Amy felt Laura glaring at her. She remembered Laura's comment about the staff. She felt herself go red. Tom was usually so confident, but he suddenly looked awkward and embarrassed.
I guess I should, better get back to help Mom,"
he said.
"Yes, why don't you do that?"
said Laura, putting her head to one side and smiling up at Tom. Tom's eyes widened. Then he looked really mad. His face went red and he stared at Laura. Amy could see he was about to say something bad, but he didn't. He turned around and walked off. Amy felt really bad for Tom. She wanted to say something to him to call him back. But she didn't want to make Laura angry. She might tell her father, and that could make things difficult for Amy's dad. At the door, Tom turned around and looked back at Amy. His eyes were burning.
"How can he just come in here to talk to us? It doesn't matter if he is good-looking, he's still a nobody,"
said Sarah.
"Yes, and he doesn't know how to behave at a party like this. Didn't his family teach him any manners?"
said Laura.